Here it comes.
Hi, Brian. Brian, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any of your questions, and then also because it is a young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. A happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad. Yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I really appreciate you asking. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being that your business is brand new, that's the power of something like this. People won't need to already know the name of your business, but they will find you when they go on Google, they go on Bing, they're looking for a mobile welder or welding contractor or for any of the iron gates or anything that you want to provide services for. We'll make sure that your business is one of those options that people see. Now, of course, you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and not everyone will ultimately decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I actually think that's a good thing. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people looking for estimates. They don't know what they want. We're going to build a .com website for you, a custom website, Google compliant, conversion driven. The calls that you get will be from someone who saw your website first. So by the time they decide to start dialing your number, it's because they want to work with you. It's a high conversion rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat rate. Now, is it just you doing the work, Brian, or do you have a helper or a crew?
Yeah, it's mostly just me. Sometimes my cousin helps me, but
okay. Yeah, I mean, it's designed for smaller companies, and keep in mind the calls come to you so you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Lulu says you're open to commercial work, not a lot of commercial jobs just yet, but that's okay. It's a brand new company. So with the reduced pricing here, you're looking at exactly $199.00. So it bills once a month for $199. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges, of course. There's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. We do offer it on a month-to-month basis. And, of course, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, all the content and directories that Google looks for and indexes and ultimately what they use to determine what businesses get displayed on that first page. We are a Google partner, so we'll create that content, and even as Google makes changes to that list or algorithm, we'll make those changes, too, to keep you on that first page. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Brian, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get your phone ringing directly and that flat rate on a month-to-month basis, is that something you might want for your company at this point?
Well, it does sound nice, but
it is.
Sorry, go for it.
Well, I was just going to say, Lulu attached an Angie Leads profile here. So that's a lead-based service. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't have signed up for that if you weren't looking to take on more work. Certainly, having your company on the first page of Google when people are looking for someone who does what you do, that's going to get you phone calls. Now, for the Angies, have you gotten any leads yet or tried to follow up with those leads? You know if that service is working out for you yet?
I just started on that. I haven't gotten any leads yet. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a very different service, and the two of them don't conflict. I mean, there's no direct conflict to paying separately for leads or being a top option where you get phone calls directly to you. A lot of my clients, though, that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them, and you might end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on the leads. Keep them paused more often, cap them at a lower amount. I mean, the real expense of a service like that is not like the annual membership fee. It is the actual paying for the leads. They might be $40 or $60 on the low end. They might be even over $100 for what looks on paper to be a bigger job. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, of course, you all still pay for that lead. So this is almost always more budget friendly, like less expensive, but of course it's going to reach more people. So you're going to see a higher return on investment with something like that. Now, I know it's a young company, but do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done already, like before and after photos, so we could build out your website?
Yeah, I'll have to search through my camera roll, but I got a few photos.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So not only is the initial construction of the website going to be included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of your website is included as well at no additional cost. So we can use any photos that you have already, and then as we send you more jobs, you can always take more photos or even videos and send them to us down the road. We would always be able to add that to your website. There's no additional cost for that. In fact, there's no additional cost for anything. You know, you're not paying per click or call or job or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, being that it is a month-to-month service and that flat rate, I mean, is that something that you might want to try even just for the first month?
Why not? That doesn't sound too bad.
Well, you know, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who can use your services again down the road and even recommend you to their friends and family. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the business number, the number you want on your website for your customers to call?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I mentioned that, of course, everything's going to have the click-to-call feature, so customers will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. The website that we build, though, will have a contact form, so both residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Brian, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it is a business email, we will, in fact, list it physically on the website for people to see. If it's more of a personal email, it would just be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Brian, what is a good email address either for you or for the company?
Mav, M-A-V,
mm-hmm.
Main, 564, at Gmail.
And that was Mav, M-A-V, Main, M-A-I-N, and then 564 at gmail.com?
Correct.
Perfect. And then the other thing I did want to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business is 100% service-based, meaning that you speak with customers over the phone, but you go out to where they are located and provide the work. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for the business, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. That's perfect because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the Andries does have an address, though. It's the 17 Parkhurst Siding Road. Now, is that your residence?
Yeah, it's my residence.
It is. Okay. So like I said, Google doesn't want to list your home address out there. You'll just be listed city and state, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Brian, we'll be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians for even later on today if you're available. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but we will want to talk to you a little bit more in depth about your services and service area and things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you would want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, of course, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and of course, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, as I mentioned. The other thing that I would be required to do here, since we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Brian, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're actually including a website for you, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. Now, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Now, like I said, I'm going to include the website at no additional cost. That means we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, even update it at no additional cost. And because you are a young company and also because you're using Angie's, not specifically for Angie's, but there's a promo code in our system, if I can just find it. Oh, there it is. So this is just for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. Of course, it's not specifically for Angie's. We've got nothing at all to do with Angie's. But what that does is it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee really by an amount of my choosing. I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. There's normally a $299 setup fee that attaches to just the first month, but I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $99, and of course, like I said, it only attaches to that first month. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question. So it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Brian, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Brian, can you please state the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
BS Welding.
BS Welding. Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brian Searles, owner.
Okay. Mr. Searles, as the owner of BS Welding, you are, of course, Brian, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Brian, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Mr. Searles, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important, Brian, that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Brian, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's, and there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is, in fact, all of the additional content that we'll create for your business. We would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Brian, we ask that you at least let us know so that we can make sure that the information is always accurate. Mr. Searles, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's super fair.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of your information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply to both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course, with that website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 29th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, Brian, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. Now, that $199, Brian, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Brian, you can also pause the service if you do end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. In fact, if necessary, the service could be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Brian, to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Brian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Brian, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
And on that particular card, is it your name, first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It's my name, first and last.
And that's B-R-Y-A-N, last name S-E-A-R-L-E-S?
Correct.
Okay. You said it was a Visa card, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. 4496.
Yes, sir.
22-00.
Okay.
00-57.
Yes, sir.
57-27.
And then, Brian, the expiration month and year?
11-28.
11 of 2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
500.
500. So 500, 500 on the back of the card. November or 11 of 2028 for the expiration date. And Brian, I've got the card itself. It's 4496-2200-0057-5727.
Correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the home address, the 17 Parkhurst Siding Road, 04769?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. Brian, if you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, go for it.
Perfect. So the toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Brian, it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern time. And, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. When you receive that, you'll also receive it by text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is, in fact, to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Like I said, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do have one at, let's see, there's a 2 o'clock, and then later on this afternoon there is a 3 o'clock or a 4 o'clock. No, there's a 4 or a 5. We're booked out at 3 and at 6. So there's 2 o'clock, and then there's one spot available at 4 and two spots available at 5. Does that work out for you at 4 or 5 or maybe even at 2?
We did the 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, sure. So we'll schedule it from 2 until 3. It is a one-hour window for a call that typically does only take about half that time, would normally get to you within the first couple of minutes of the start of the hour, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will also be on that call, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I might already be on a call. I don't get a lot of advance notice. Either way, they're going to call you. They'll take really good care of you. They have your file. I did want to add a little bit of extra security here on your account, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with BS Welding, even if it's you, Brian, and we recognize your voice, we may every now and then ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you, especially in like 5 or 7 business days, once your website is live and active online, if anyone ever calls you moving forward and tells you they're either with Google or even if they tell you they're with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 10 seconds or so, just politely let them go. And of course, Brian, if anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or anything like that, just politely let them go. I mean, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly does state that, of course, moving forward, it only bills for exactly $199. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Brian, which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet.
First pet, and then the answer?
Max.
Max, M-A-X?
Yep, M-A-X.
Okay, just type it in and then confirm it. All right, you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It says local / initial invoice.
I got the text.
Okay. So if you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local / or invoices below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. So if you click on it, it's going to go to the local / terms of experience, which is exactly what we want. Talks about the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can certainly scroll down. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls and opportunities too. So of course you will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is all of the content Google wants to see. We are also, like I said, doing that website for you. Now, you'll see a long line, and below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One says, I agreed to receive SMS messages to my phone. SMS messages are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We would want you to click on that box as well. You'll see a longer box below that with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. Click on that box and either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the B and S are capitalized. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name as an exact match in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Brian, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Brian, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next screen.
Yeah, it took me there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there, although you did also receive the welcome email. That welcome email does have our client support information on there. It also does have your username and a default password. Now, your username cannot be changed, but luckily it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number, the number we're speaking on. Area codes included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username simply 207-694-6208. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That helps us to quickly access the information and forward it to the right department. You can send anything and everything to the email I already gave to you, although when they do the client support, or the client interview, I should say, they might give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. You can either email the photos team directly or just send them to the support email, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, the default password is SEO leads, all lowercase, no space. Once your dashboard is active and you're able to access this, you can change your password. But like I said, your username can't be changed. If you do try to log in right now, it's probably going to give you an error message that says something like, we're still trying to get everything all set up. Give us 24 hours or something like that. We certainly do need to do your client interview first to get the information we need to create the content that we'll then be tracking. But like I said, once your tracking system is active, you'll be able to log in 24/7. You'll also get another email. It looks like maybe it's already been sent. It's in processing. But if I refresh, yeah. Okay, so the email was sent. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you like, you can open it up now, but you don't have to. I just wanted to explain the reason for that email. Google's made the process of getting PIN verified even more complicated and even more complex and comprehensive than it's ever been, but it's all by design. Of course, Google does want to make sure that any business on that first page is, of course, a real business. Active in the area will provide those services when called. So any photos that you can send our way, and it doesn't have to be everything, but there's a link there that you can use to send us those photos. That helps us to quickly kind of placate and satisfy Google to make sure that we get everything moving along quickly. But any photos of like tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you've got one, of course there's no physical workplace usually for that. Google's happy with just a photo of your work vehicle parked on your driveway or where you park it when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Not yet.
Not yet. That's okay. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way would certainly help. Now, let's see. We don't have time for the automated system to send you a reminder email an hour prior, which is when they like to send the reminder email. So what I'll send you instead is a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. But you are all set and squared away on my end. I do want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website up and running, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Like I said, if I do happen to be in between phone calls in about an hour or a little less when our technician's ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just in the beginning. Be happy to speak with you again. Was a pleasure speaking with you now. I really appreciate your patience and your kindness in taking this phone call, and we'll be calling you back in about an hour or less.
All right.
All right, Brian. I appreciate you. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a good day, Paul.
You too. Thanks, Brian. Take care. Bye now.